Most people won't be affected by the new law, which requires protesters to stay 500 feet away from a funeral an hour before and after a ceremony. It was drawn up to protect military families from the taunts of the Kansas-based Westboro Baptist Church. Members of the church have protested at military funerals around the country with the message that God is killing soldiers because of America's acceptance of homosexuality. Oshkosh resident Pete Wallace encountered the group when they protested his son's funeral last year. Army National Guard member Andrew Peter Wallace was killed in action last September. Pete Wallace remembers his son as the most compassionate person he's ever known.
Unfortunately, a handful of people lack that compassion for the loss of a son or daughter who laid their life down for our freedoms.
Wallace says he hopes this plan will protect families in the future during their times of grief. What remains to be seen is whether the law will sustain a legal challenge on First Amendment grounds. Governor Doyle thinks it strikes the right balance.
Nobody's right to protest or make their opinion known is in any way disrupted. We have simply put some reasonable space around these services so that the families and the community can have their time.
The Westboro Baptist Church has promised to sue if a protest ban keeps them from spreading their message to their desired audience. But there's no telling whether Wisconsin will play host to that court battle. That's because several other states are advancing similar bans on funeral protests of their own. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.